Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. In 2009, the U.S. Postal Service collected, sorted, and delivered more than 177 billion pieces of mail. Finding more sustainable ways to process this mail and lower the carbon footprint of such a massive effort continues to be a central goal of the U.S. Postal Service. With us to discuss his efforts in this area is our very special guest, Sam Pulcrano, Vice President of Sustainability within the U.S. Postal Service. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael, for having me here today.
Also joining our conversation is Bill Takus, IBM's U.S. Postal Service industry leader. Bill, welcome.
Thank you.
Sam, I'd like to start off by understanding the organization. Most folks obviously know the U.S. Postal Service, but could you give us a brief overview of the history and evolution of the U.S. Postal Service?
Sure. The Postal Service as it exists today is an independent government agency. We began in 1971, and we've been around since the birth of our country. We go back to 1775, when the Second Continental Congress first determined that we needed a postal service, and the Post Office Department was born at that time. Benjamin Franklin was our first Postmaster General. And today, the Postal Service is governed by 11-member Board of Governors, nine of which are appointed by the President of the United States. And then two management members, our Postmaster General, Jack Potter, and our Deputy Postmaster General and Chief Operating Officer, Pat Donahoe, are also members.
When you get a chance to look at the size of your operation, could you give us an overview of how it's organized, the size of its budget, the number of full-time employees?
Sure. The Postal Service is a self-supporting organization. As I already mentioned, we're an independent government agency. We receive absolutely no tax dollars. We totally rely on the sale of our products, our stamps, to generate revenue for our operating expenses. Our annual revenue now is about $68 billion, and we deliver nearly half of the world's mail. Most people don't know that, but we deliver half of the world's mail, and we deliver in the United States to 150 million residential and business addresses each and every day. We've got a little less than 600,000 employees and 36,000 retail locations across the country. And a fact that we're very proud of is that we're the most trusted government agency for five consecutive years in a row, and the sixth most trusted business in the nation, as determined by the Ponemon Institute.
Well, and what a fascinating scope of the organization that you have there. But could you tell us a little bit more about your specific role, Sam, and in particular, your role as the Vice President for Sustainability at the Postal Service?
Yes, Bill. My current position was established in May of 2008. And at the same time when I was announced, we announced the formation of the Office of Sustainability. What I'm responsible for is unifying and pulling together the Postal Service's sustainability efforts across all of the business units within our organization and across the organization as a whole. I have three managers, which have very small staffs, since really our job is to coordinate, facilitate, and integrate activities across the business unit. So we really don't own any particular part of the business. So we're very focused on working with them. Now, our business units themselves, I'm pleased to say, are very engaged in our green efforts. So whether it's operations, supply management, IT, or our marketing folks, they're already very engaged in our green activities. And our job is just to pull it all together, coordinate, tell our corporate story, which you've seen in our annual report that we provided to you today.
It's also a relatively new role, right? My understanding is that you've been in this position for a couple of years, but before that, it wasn't a strategic objective of the Postal Service, and now it is.
Well, the way it was before, in my former position, I was the Director of Safety and Environmental Management. So we handled a lot of the environmental activities for the organization, and as a result, some of the sustainability concepts we managed. But by bringing it to the vice president level now, we've raise it to a new level, and we have more of this coordination across the organization role.
What would you say are some of the major challenges? Maybe if you could tell us about the top three challenges that you have in your organization.
Well, I would bring it down to two challenges. And a lot of it really isn't necessarily related to the sustainability effort, but it's been related to the economic environment that the world is in right now. There's two very key areas that we've been focused on. First and foremost, of course, is can we find some new ways of growing revenue for the organization? So we've been exploring things like mailback opportunities. And by mailback, I mean we're piloting in 1,500 post offices, providing prepaid postage envelopes for people to mail back their small electronics, cell phones, PDAs, et cetera, where they get properly recycled. And then another area that we've been exploring is in Maine. We've had a pilot where we're working with the University of Maine, State of Maine, EPA, and the DEA to mail back unused pharmaceuticals, one, to keep them out of the hands of teenagers and others, as well as keep them out of the landfill and out of the water supply. The other area, of course, that's of significant importance to us is reducing our cost and being as efficient and lean as possible. We had a significant drop in mail volume in 2009 of about 26 billion pieces in a single year, significant drop in revenue in a very short time period. So we had to react very quickly to reduce costs. So in the sustainability side, we did that by establishing green teams, and they focus on some very specific areas to become more efficient and reduce overall cost to the organization.
Sam, you've outlined your role. You've outlined some of the challenges you're facing. What about you? Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are now?
Yeah, I have almost 35 years with the Postal Service, and it's been a wonderful career. I started out like many postal managers in our organization at the craft level. I started out in 1975 as a mail handler. I eventually went into management, started out as an acting supervisor, which is very common for many of us. And then worked through various levels of the organization. Primarily, I've been in human resources and labor relations for many years. That's most of my career. In 1995, I received my first executive appointment. I was an area HR manager in what was then, it's like a region that you guys would know it as a region, but it was our Allegheny area. We covered about four states. And then came back to headquarters, worked in labor relations, working with a couple of our largest unions for a few years, moved over into safety, ultimately became the director of safety and environmental performance, and then was promoted into this current vice presidential position.
So with all that wealth of experience, what is an effective leader in your mind?
Well, I think an effective leader has to have and develop a vision and a set of goals. And also, very importantly, is you have to be able to communicate that vision and goals throughout the organization to employees at every level and get them engaged in order for you to be successful. Of course, I also believe that it's essential that you surround yourself with excellent people who can get the work done and know what your vision is and are able to carry that forth. And also, by coming through the organization and working at multiple levels and having different jobs over time, I've also learned what things work within the organization. I know the culture, and I know how the business operates. And I also learned some things of what not to do that you should sort of stay away from. And then lastly, I think you have to very, very diligently recognize and reward successes and good performance throughout the organization that are helping you achieve your vision and your overall success.
With your current role, you mentioned earlier that you don't have ownership necessarily, so collaboration really is important. How has your current role changed the way you lead?
You've hit right on it, Michael. It very clearly, I spend a tremendous amount of time collaborating, working with other business units. We develop a lot of cross-organizational and cross-functional teams, and it's work teams and project teams to get things done. And that's a little bit different than having a business unit ownership where you make the decisions, you decide what you're going to do within your specific respective function. In this, it's much more of a collaborative nature and a cooperative nature. As I said, the way I define it is we're there to facilitate and integrate within the organization.
What is the U.S. Postal Service's sustainability strategy? We will ask Sam Palcrano, Vice President of Sustainability within the U.S. Postal Service, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.